Thank you for listening to the Failsafe Moment. Grab a cup of coffee and let's join Rob Statham for another informative discussion helping people learn from things that go wrong.
Let's talk a little bit about blame, Bob. How does blame cause problems? How would you answer that?
Well, it's kind of easy if you understand why things go wrong like you and I do. And I guess it's hard for people to come to this conclusion, but everything that goes wrong is caused by people. And there is no exception to that. And people, when they hear this podcast, they're going to think of all kinds of examples where that's not true. But if you really focus on the definition of wrong, why do things go wrong? Why did something happen that should not have happened? If you focus on that, then you will get to a point where you'll find people that either did something they shouldn't have done or didn't do something they should have done.
Let me stop you there. I can hear someone listening to this say, "Well, I live in Oklahoma, and last week a hailstorm came by and took my roof out and half the windows in my house and beat my car to smithereens." So what about that?
Okay. If you're that person who experienced that damage, and ahead of time you said to yourself, "I will not allow that kind of damage to occur. That kind of damage is unacceptable to me." And then it happened. You'll be able to trace its causes back to you. On the other hand, if you said to yourself, "I will accept that kind of damage. We live in Oklahoma. We're going to have hailstorms. If it happens, I'll accept it." And it happens. Well, guess what? You can trace the causes of it back to you because you've said ahead of time you're going to accept it. So one way or another, no matter how you look at this, you're going to be able to trace its causes back to people.
Sure. Sure.
Now, if that's true, and everybody, because of we are human beings and we were born blamers. So if something goes wrong and we're all blaming the other person, then nobody is seeing themselves. Just think of what that means. Nobody anywhere is seeing their role because they're all blaming one another. Therefore, the real root causes of whatever went wrong mm-hmm. go unaddressed. Blame is, pure unadulterated evil within us that has to be eradicated.
I think
easier said than done, of course.
Yes, I think one of the last presentations I heard you give before you retired, you talked about blame, and I think you said something words to the effect. I wish I would have researched this better before now, but you said something words to the effect, if there is such a thing, if was capital, if there is such a thing as a single root cause, it might be blame.
Yeah, I remember, I did say that. I do remember saying that. Now, this is an interesting issue, though, because when people hear this, and you and I have been dealing with this for our whole careers, when they hear that this is a no-blame process, they hear no accountability. They hear we're not going to address people who did the wrong thing. They hear, that's what they hear. They hear sloppiness, or I can't think of the right word. We're not going to accountability. They're going to hear lack of accountability. And this is exactly the opposite to that. The no blame The no blame process that we're advocating is you can't blame someone or something else, but you are required to look at yourself. Now, how can that be a lack of accountability? That should be the definition of accountability, is when we are required to look at ourselves.
Absolutely, absolutely. And not just required to look at ourselves, it's through that lens of evidence. It's literally truth that, because I run into people, they go, oh, look at myself. Sure, I'll look at myself. I do that all the time. Well, we don't. We don't do that all the time, not in light of evidence. We think the same thoughts every day, and to change those thoughts, you have to see something different. Something has to change. And that's what evidence is, the mirror that you're seeing yourself in. So that's what changes you, is when I see that, oh my goodness, I'm part of the problem. And I mean, I see it. Bob doesn't tell me that. My wife doesn't tell me that. The people I work with don't tell me that. Also, when I see I'm part of the problem, I immediately want to change. And it's all about accountability. You hold yourself accountable. That's the two key ground rules, right? Is we're going to ban blame, because we're not going to point fingers at other people, but we're going to require introspection, and that's based on evidence. So, and that's what the process does. We don't sit around in a dark room and hum. That's not what we're talking about with introspection. We're talking about in light of something that happened that you can touch, that you look at pictures of, that is so important that you're sitting down for 2 days to contemplate why this happened. And you see it, and you go down each layer. It's like peeling an onion. And finally, you get with the evidence, did I contribute to that? And you see how you contribute, and it changes you. That you can't go through this process without being changed. So that's when it's introspection, I guess, on steroids. That's in a very, very healthy way. That's what I love about it. It's not me telling someone they need to change, or anyone telling someone they need to change. You see it. You see it. It's unique. I mean, there is no equal. I mean, we're a unicorn in people learning from things that go wrong. I don't think there's a rival to what we offer when you get to that level.
Okay, that's something that needs to be pursued right there, that statement, because it's true.
Thank you for listening to the Failsafe Moment. We'd love to hear from you. Share your comments and questions below, or contact us through our website, www.failsafe-network.com. Once again, that's www.failsafe-network.com. Until next time, have a great day.